Okay, so I want to share with you what I said, Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh. We're still a few weeks behind. So the Baal HaTurim says that in Parshas Tetzaveh is the only Parsha from the time Moshe Rabbeinu was born until the end of the Torah. It is the only Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And he says that the reason for this is because after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem that he should forgive Bnei Yisrael, v'im ayin, and Moshe said to Hashem, and if you don't, mecheni no mesifrach asher kasavta, please erase me from the book that you have written. So as a result, and since kil es chacham afilo al tanai, that since if a chacham says a curse, even if it was conditional, and the condition was not met, nevertheless, since it came out of the mouth of a tzaddik, it has to be fulfilled. So, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned in the Torah, nevertheless, it had to be erased from at least one parsha, and the parsha of Tetzaveh was chosen, that Moshe Rabbeinu's name should be missing from the parsha. Question is, why indeed was Parshas Tetzaveh chosen out of all the parshas? We also need to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, if you don't forgive them, then erase my name from the book you have written. What does one thing have to do with the other? Why, if Hashem doesn't forgive them, why doesn't his name belong in the Torah? In Parshas Kisisa, right after the Chet HaEgel, it says, "Vaychal Moshe pnei Hashem alekav." Moshe beseeched the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says to Hashem, "Lama yechra apcha ba'amecha asher yitzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim v'choyach godlo v'yad chazaka." Why should you get angry with your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim with great strength and with a mighty hand? And l'chayda, this pasuk is very difficult, because quite the contrary. That is exactly why Hashem is angry with his nation, because he had just taken them out of Mitzrayim, b'choyach godlo v'yad chazaka, with great strength and with a mighty hand. And that's why he's so angry that they went and they worshipped a golden calf. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Lama yechad abcham amecha? Why would you get so angry at your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, b'choyach godlo v'yad chazaka? The Chet HaEgel itself is an episode that is very difficult to understand, especially Bnei Yisrael, after creating this golden calf, they say, "Eila lehecho Yisrael asher alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim." This is your God, Yisrael, that elevated you from Mitzrayim. I mean, are these people fools? They just created the thing. How can they possibly say that this is the God that took them out of Mitzrayim? Parshas Tetzaveh was also Parshas Zocher. So the pasuk says, "Zocher es asher asa lecha Amalek, baderech b'teischem Mitzrayim." Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. So we need to understand why the pasuk needs to tell us when this took place, that it took place on the way when we were leaving Mitzrayim. The pasuk could have just said, "Zocher es asher asa lecha Amalek." Remember what Amalek did to you. We know when that took place. And then the pasuk says, "Timcha zecher Amalek mitachas hashemayim." Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. And I've pointed out many times already, why does the pasuk need to say mitachas hashemayim? That seems to be obvious that we are to erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. And then the question I always ask, what is the deal with the hands? It says that Amalek attacked Bnei Yisrael when that Bnei Yisrael came to Rephidim, And it says, Amalek v'ilachem im Yisrael b'refidim. Amalek fought with Yisrael and refidim. Chazal say, Rafu Yudeim in a Torah, they loosened their hands from the Torah. It doesn't say they loosened themselves from the Torah, it says they loosened their hands from the Torah. And then we find that Kashi Yorim v'shi Yodah v'gavar Yisrael v'kashi Yoniach Yodah v'gavar Amalek, when he would lift his hands, Yisrael would be victorious. When he would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. What is the deal with Moshe Rabbeinu's hands? How does that make war or break war? So I'd like to suggest the following. Chazal tell us that the Avos HaKadoshim observed Kol HaTorah Kula. They observed the entire Torah before it was given. Now, we find many instances that the Avos HaKadoshim did not observe the Torah. We find Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, and so on. Many different instances where they did not. We know that we find they did not observe the Torah. And the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that when it says that they observe the Torah, it means that they observe the Torah in its spiritual sense, not necessarily in its physical sense. Similar to the Torah that the angels wanted, when Chazal tell us when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven and wanted the to receive the Torah, the angels wanted to harm Moshe because they wanted the Torah for themselves. Now, it's pretty obvious that the angels have no use of a physical Torah the way we have it. So the Sforim HaKadoshim explained that the Torah HaKadoshah in its heavenly state is a very spiritual Torah. However, in order for us to be able to accept the Torah, the Rabbanu Shlalem physicalized it into the Torah we have now, on written on parchment with ink, and it has physical mitzvahs. That is all the physicalized Torah that the Rabbanu Shlalem custom made for us physical creatures. But the Torah has a spiritual, the Torah has a spiritual version that is totally spiritual, non-physical, and that is relevant to the angels, and that is the Torah that the Avos HaKadoshim were able to grasp and to observe on their lofty level. Torah on that level is, if someone is able to connect to Torah on that level, is basically connecting to the Divine Himself. It's connecting to the Rabbeinu Shlalem Himself without any intermediary. Whereas the Torah that we have, and we connect to the Rabbeinu Shlalem through the Torah, nevertheless the Torah serves as an intermediary between ourselves and the Rabbeinu Shlalem, allowing us to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlalem through the Torah. But the Avos HaKadoshim were on a level that they were able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlalem straight, without any intermediary, with the Torah, through the Torah, on its very spiritual and godly level. Now, when Bnei Yisrael were in Eretz Mitzrayim, meaning after Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim and the future generations evolved, Bnei Yisrael fell to, as we know, they fell to Memtes Sharei Tumah. They fell to 49 levels of Tumah. And the reason for this is because they didn't have any physical Torah to hold on to. They weren't on the level of the Avos to be able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without anything physical. The Avos were able to do that, but the future generations weren't. So they really had nothing to hold on to. They had nothing to grab onto. And as a result, they fell to the lowest levels of Tumah. It's only 1/5 of Bnei Yisrael that actually survived Mitzrayim. And Chazal tell us that they survived because they found something physical to hold on to. They held on to Shemam L'Shanim Malbusham. They held on to their Jewish names, their Jewish garb, and their Jewish language. That is the only thing that preserved their Yiddishkeit. It's the only thing that preserved their dedication to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's only because they had something physical to grab onto, to hold onto, to connect them to their roots. If they wouldn't have had Shemam L'Shanim and Malbusham, they would have disappeared into Mitzrayim, like the other 4/5 of Bnei Yisrael did, who did not observe and did not preserve the Shemam L'Shanim and Malbusham. So therefore, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam came to take them out of Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam saw that the only way that Bnei Yisrael will be able to hold on, to preserve Yiddishkeit for future generations, is only through the levels of Shemam L'Shanim and Malbusham. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave Bnei Yisrael his name, his language, and his garment. And that's why we find that Hashem says to Moshe in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Hashem says to Moshe, Va'era l'Avram l'Yitzchak v'l'Yankiv v'kel shaka yishmi havai l'nedati lahem. Hashem says to Moshe, I didn't have to tell the Avos my name. They were able to connect to me without knowing my name, because they were on a level that they didn't need the intermediary of my name to be able to connect to me. But l'chein amor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem. But you need to tell Bnei Yisrael my name, because the only way Bnei Yisrael will be able to preserve the relationship with me is only through Shemoy, only through the Rabbeinu Shlom's name. Just like they were only able to preserve their own Yiddishkeit through their name, they will only be able to preserve their connection to me with my name. And then the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us his Torah, which is his Lashon. It's the Rabbeinu Shlom's language. And the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us and the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah in its physical level, in its physical form, so that we can grab onto it. We have something physical to hold on to, written on parchment with ink. And the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us that Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, because we wouldn't be able to accept the Torah directly from the Rabbeinu Shlom, as it was proved during Kabbalah's HaTorah, when Hashem said, Anochi and Lo'yelecha, our neshamas departed from us. It had to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. We needed the intermediary. That was all Lashonam. That's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam giving us over his language, the Lashon of the Torah. And then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us his garb, which are the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the levusha de malka. They are the garment of the garb of the king. And we're able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shlom through his name, through Shemoy, through Lishonai, through Malbushai, through his name, through his language, which is the Torah, and through his garments, which are the mitzvahs. And this was all nisoyer, this was all aroused by the loyal Yidden, by the devoted Yidden, that maintained their Yiddishkeit Mitzrayim through their own Shmoy, Shmam L'Shanim and Malbusham. It was when the Rabbeinu Shlom saw that dedication which came about through Shmam L'Shanim Malbusham, that is when the Rabbeinu Shlom reciprocated by offering his relationship through his name and his language and his garb. And that's why we say by davening on Yontif, we say, V'roimam tonu mikol ha'lishoynis. Rabbi Nishlan, you elevated us above all the shoynis because you gave us your lashon, the lashon of the Torah. The kiddush tonu b'mitzvah, and you sanctified us with your mitzvahs, which is your garb. The shimcha agadol v'akadosh aleinu karasa, and you also gave us your name. Shmoy l'shonoy malbushoy, that is what the Rebbe Nishlam gave us to have a relationship with him. So the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim only came about. The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was only made possible through the Rebbe Nishlam revealing to us Shemoi l'shoinoi amalbushai. That is the only way we were able to leave Mitzrayim in order to be able to have a relationship with Rabbi Nishalel. So the whole concept of the intermediary was introduced by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Up until then, Yiddishkeit was the Yiddishkeit of the Avos, which was a direct relationship with the Rabbi Nishalayla. The intermediaries of Shemoy, L'shoinoy, Malbushoy of the Rabbi Nishalayla was introduced at Yetzias Mitzrayim as a result of the devoted Yidden that preserved their Shemom, L'shoinoy, Malbusha. The mistake that Bnei Yisrael made was they thought that they can introduce their own intermediary. Whereas in reality, the only intermediary that is permissible is the intermediary that is introduced by the Rabbi Nishalaylam. The Shemoy, the Shoinoy, and the Malbushai that the Rabbi Nishalaylam introduces, which is his name, his Torah, and his mitzvahs. But for us to create an intermediary, for us to be able to have a relationship with the Rabbi Nishalaylam, that's Avodah Zarah. And that's why there's an Isser, there's a prohibition to add on to the mitzvahs. There's an Isser Bal Tosef. Because every mitzvah is an intermediary to connect to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. If we add mitzvahs, we're adding an intermediary, which is an Egel Azov. It is our means of having an intermediary with the Rabbi Nishalaylam, which is Avodah Zarah. But the intention of Bnei Yisrael was totally l'shem shemayim, because they were seeking a manner to connect to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And they thought that this golden calf, like any other intermediary that the Rabbi Nishalaylam introduced, they thought that they have the ability to introduce an intermediary as well in order to connect to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And that's why they said, Eloi lehecha Yisrael, asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is your God, Klal Yisrael, that enabled you to come out of Mitzrayim. I mean, it's only through these intermediaries that we had the ability to come out of Mitzrayim, because without these intermediaries, we would have been lost, like the other 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Moshe says, Lama yecher abcha me'amecha. Why are you getting angry? Asher yitzeisam eretz Mitzrayim, v'choyach godlo v'yad chazaka. You just took them out of Mitzrayim, and you, Rabbi Nishlam, you introduced intermediaries. So why blame them for introducing an intermediary? And that's why Moshe says, V'im ayin, if you're not going to forgive them, then two things, mecheinina and mesifrecha asher kasavta. Then you need to erase me and erase your book, because you introduced me as an intermediary to them, and you introduced the Sefer Torah, a physical form of the Torah HaKadosh, to serve as an intermediary. You need to, if you're not going to understand where they're coming from, that all they're trying to do is introduce an intermediary to come closer to you. And that's only a result because you yourself introduced me as an intermediary and your Sefer Torah as an intermediary. So then, if you can't forgive them, you have to get rid of your intermediaries as well. Now, there would have been a danger to take Moshe Rabbeinu's name out of any other parasha in the Torah, because when we don't have the intermediary of Moshe Rabbeinu, we can fall to Memtah Shari Tumah. When Klal Yisrael doesn't, when you don't have the physicality we need to hold ourselves strong, Klal Yisrael falls like we did in Mitzrayim. It's only in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the entire Parsha discusses Malbushim. It discusses garments. The entire Parsha discusses the garments of the Kehanim. The whole idea of a garment, the whole notion of a garment, is a physical matter in order to have a physical manifestation of godliness, so that we can connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This was a parsha that it was safe to take Moshe Rabbeinu's name out of it. Now, when Amalek saw Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim in a manner that was specifically Tachas Hashemayim, this was something foreign to Amalek. Meaning, Amalek knew that Bnei Yisrael was this nation, that they were used to the notion of the Avos of connecting to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam directly. And here, B'derech Betzeischem and Mitzrayim, the way they were leaving Mitzrayim was that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam introduced Tachas Hashemayim, that we can connect to Him underneath the heavens with Shmoy L'Shaynay Amal Bushay. With His name, with the Torah, with the mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us mitzvahs and Mitzrayim already to connect to Him. Mila, Pesach, Chodesh, they were all given in Mitzrayim because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to give us mitzvahs to connect to Him. Physical mitzvahs, something we can grab onto. Intermediaries. And Amalek cooled us off. Asher Korcha, telling us, trying to convince us that this is not godliness. That anything that is physical is not godliness. Godliness is only when you have a direct connection. And as a result, it was Rafu Yedeihem and HaTorah. Bnei Yisrael started loosening their hands from the Torah. The hands, which are the tools of action, the tools of physicality. We started loosening our hands from the Torah. And that's why we have a mitzvah, Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from Tachas Hashemayim, the Amalek that tries to convince you that there is no godliness underneath the heavens, that one cannot connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam underneath the heavens. That's the Amalek we have to get rid of. And that's why Kasher Yorim Moshe Yodai V'Gavar Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, specifically Moshe, the intermediary, would raise his hands to show that it's specifically through physical actions that we will connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's when we were victorious. So our continuous victory over Amalek is when we connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam specifically Tachas Hashemayim through Shemoy L'Shoinoy Amal Bushoy, through connecting to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by davening when we say His name, Baruch Ato Hashem, and when we learn His Torah HaKadosha, which is L'Shoinoy, and when we're Mekayim as mitzvahs, which is Malbushai, that's how we connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's how we preserve our Yiddishkeit throughout Golus. So the Eibishter help him that we should be zeicha to continue to connect to him through Shmoy L'Shanayim Abushay, and that's how we'll be zeicha to be moicha Shmoy Shal Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim once and for all. V'vias Mashiach Tidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu Amen.